Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, December the 17th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour, last Friday's show before the big Christmas Eve, next Friday, the big New Year's Eve. Sit here in silence for hours and let's crinkle a bag. You're as bad as your brother, Terry. Wait for the mic to come on and start doing things. New Year's Eve coming up in 2 weeks here on the station, so won't be back on the air on a Friday night until somewhere around January the 7th. So it'll be a couple weeks before this program's back on a Friday night on an abbreviated hour version tonight of the program because of technical difficulties that started in the noon hour today. But here we are. It's been a day. 5 hours this morning with a bad voice and then technical difficulties all happening on the same day. What a day. Joined in the studio by Sean Kraft and Angie Evers. Go ahead.
Now
I come to you and nobody's got anything to say.
Scott is trying not to talk loud. He says he's going to talk soft. So we'll see how that goes because he's not a soft talker.
Well, I'm trying not to do a majority of talking.
So are you going to give us stuff to talk about?
Well, it's almost Christmas. Doesn't feel that way. People seem to feel that it's very out of season this year. I think that's probably true.
Right. What do you think makes people feel like it's Christmas?
People are nicer. People have been cranky this entire season. It's been a very tumultuous time since Thanksgiving. People do not seem very happy this year. It doesn't matter. Normally what happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas, people say, well, you know, it's the holidays. I'm going to try to be a little nicer. This year, doesn't matter. Nothing changed. If people wanted to be angry, they were angry. If people wanted to be nasty, they were nasty. So when nothing changes, the feeling doesn't change.
Well, do you think it has anything to do with the shortage in workers?
I don't think so, because I think that would make people pitch in more. I think people are just more or less in a nasty mood, and it doesn't matter if it's Christmas anymore or not. They're going to be in their nasty mood.
Well, hopefully this next week people will do things that are nice for one another. And that way maybe you can get more in the Christmas spirit.
Well, that's the key. You know, people being nice. Now, Sean, you have a thank you to say.
Yeah, absolutely. What a horrible night, but you know what? It turned out great.
People listening.
Turned out great. I tell you what, I was up there going to fix our tower. Everything started out great, and I was being nice. I stepped out of the elevator, and my keys fell all the way down to the bottom of the shaft. Now, I think God was on my side on this one, folks, because 10 minutes later, as I was on the phone with Scott, the alarms go off, and they had an issue up on the fifth floor. So the firefighters came. Fire department. I was sitting there talking. I just asked him to say, hey, is there any way you can help me out? He says, well, I could try. Very nice guy. So, and his, I can't remember his name, but he's the chief. And I want to thank all the whole crew that, it was a whole bunch of crew that helped out. So I want to thank the Marion Fire Department for getting my keys for me.
That is very nice.
Yeah, very good.
You know, it's interesting that there's a problem like that. A big gap.
Yeah, they got to fix that gap. I'm not the only one. I was talking to people that live there. It's happened to them.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah. So so if the Marion Towers, hopefully they can get that gap fixed a little bit. But other than that, it was a nice night, and the fire department saved my day.
You know, it's interesting. This morning, when I woke up with this I sent a message to Pastor Whitaker because he was going to be the only person in studio with me today. And I said, you know, if you want to do your show over the phone, you can do that because there's something wrong with my voice and I don't want you to catch anything. And I think people immediately now were in the COVID era, so they think it's COVID. I did not want to give a preacher laryngitis close to Christmas and have him not be able to preach his Christmas service.
You had all your shots, even your boosters, right?
Well, I really don't tell on the air what I've done and have not done.
Wrong. My bad.
No, I don't, because I feel that...
I didn't know.
Well, when you're in a county where only 47% of people are vaccinated, I don't feel that I should give... It's not a... I mean, I would tell...
You remind me of that guy that's running for governor. Remember that guy? Well, ain't that about his business.
No,
it's not about business. That's my business. Nobody else's.
Now tell people who you're talking about.
Well, who's the guy that's running for governor?
Blaiso?
Whatever the guy's name is, Blaiso.
Let's back up a second. I don't have the voice to carry this off. Blystone. Isn't it awful? Even with my voice shot, I still have better pronunciation than you.
I didn't know who that was, but anyway, so that's what he says. You people
now,
bring
people. Now hold on. You're talking about an interview I did with him.
Yeah.
He did not want you to ask. Personal health questions.
But we know why that was.
We do the same way, though. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't tell anybody it wasn't any of their business.
I don't want to talk about that one.
Well, because it's been turned into such a political situation, and people on radio stations are not supposed to...
I have mine. I'm getting my booster.
Well, that's okay.
Right, you got yours, right?
But you're not really... You've never been moderator of the League of Women Voters. Like, if Blystone came here, and he felt that I was... proactively doing something against him, then he would try to use that. That's why you do it. It's not really.
But you're not running for any offices.
No, but I'm telling you, if I told people how I voted in elections, I mean, I'm going to vote. I'm an American. It's my right. But if I told people how I voted, if I had somebody from the opposite party on, they'd say, there you go. That's why you're being mean to them, because you vote that way. So you just don't tell it.
So you don't go left. Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be facetious there. But does it matter if you have your shot? Because it's not really politics. So it's not like it's a...
Tell that to the guy running for governor.
Well, people make it political.
Why do you think only 46% of people are vaccinated? Do you think there's not a political tone in that?
But I didn't know this. So that's what people do? People just don't want to get them?
Well, it's interesting because there was a big story on the front page of the Dispatch yesterday that said people in counties in Ohio that were won by Donald Trump are getting COVID 2.3 times faster than counties were not.
So there is a left and a right of this?
Just like global warming.
You
didn't notice what the guy running for governor was saying? But if it wasn't a political issue, why did it bother him so much?
I don't know.
I just do not want...
I'm sorry to interrupt you there. But if I was running for governor or mayor, I want everybody to know the truth about me. I don't want no fake news about me. I mean, if I'm going to have the shots, I'm going to have the shots.
But the truth and not answering are two different things. It is. You could tell a lie.
So
what? That's not
the truth. What I should have said is, you have your shots, right, Scott? And you would have said, "Well,
I could say I don't say that on the air." Now that's the truth.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't, because I.
Why am I in this room right now? He could have COVID.
Right. You never know.
Oh no.
But the problem is, so could the firefighters who ran into you just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. No, thank God. I mean, I, you know, the firefighters, I am so, I'm telling you, I'm going to go out there tomorrow, and I'm going to have to go out there tomorrow and before Christmas and get one of those boots and pass around and get some money to them. You know, you see?
Yeah.
You're going to become a firefighter?
Huh?
You're going to become a firefighter?
No, I'm going to go around and raise money for these guys. They took care of a situation and they did another situation right on the spot.
Well, just buy them lunch.
Yeah, I'm thankful for him. Because I had my lifeline on there. I had my house key. I couldn't even get in my house tonight.
Yeah.
That's good.
Without breaking the door, I guess. I guess it could have. But
it's a horrendous situation.
Yeah. But yeah, there you go.
No, but I you know, it is an interesting thing because I was talking earlier on to somebody about Michael J. Fox. I saw an interview with him this week, and he talked about how he waited 8 years to come out with Parkinson's. Not that he was lying about it, but people would not hire him for movies if they knew he had that, because the insurance would have been higher. Betty White cannot get work right now because of her age. They won't insure her on a movie set. So, yeah, I mean, that's why a lot of actors lie about their age.
Is that why you lie about your age?
That's right.
Is that why you say you're 26?
That's right, because you never know. If you don't lie about it early, then people have you on record.
See, that's to me, that's stereotyping. And I don't care for stereotyping.
A stereotype? What's a stereotype?
Like, you know, if he has Parkinson's, okay, well, it's fine. And it should not, that should not go against him. Doesn't matter if he had it or not. That should not go against him. If he's able to read a script or able to do something, let him do it.
Yeah, but if he shows up on the set for a 6-month movie shoot and forgets to take his medicine that day and there's a stunt and a car hits him, that's your insurance. It's going to cost you more to insure somebody who has Parkinson's than somebody who doesn't. It's more to insure an older person than a younger person. It's more to insure somebody who has pre-existing conditions than somebody who doesn't. So I think that's why he hit it. He wanted to work.
Yeah, I have that problem because I'm a diabetic and all that stuff, and my insurance is...
I just don't know. I look at it from, why do people want to know so much about other people? What is it anybody's concern if Michael J. Fox
not
has
really
Parkinson's?
Health. No, it shouldn't be, no, that's what I say. It shouldn't be a health issue. They shouldn't even ask him.
But, I mean, why are people worried? If
he wants to say it, he should be free to say it.
Like, I know, let's say I know, thinking of anybody. In society, Ted Williams. I know Ted Williams. Now, what he does in his private life, why is that any concern of me?
Right. I agree.
My concern is when I'm with him, that's it. Outside of that,
who cares
what do I care?
Right.
Why spend time worrying about it?
Right. I agree with you on that one.
I think people know too much about people now.
But I think if Michael J. Fox wants to say whatever, you know, we'll use him for example, I guess. If he wants to say, hey, I have Parkinson's, that shouldn't go against him. I mean, I understand why, because of insurance purposes, but, you know.
Well, I don't think you
want to
become
really want to, if he's really a good actor, which he is, very good actor. I mean, his autographs right now run thousands of dollars on the internet. And very good. I mean, you know, a lot of good movies he played in.
But none recently. See, that's interesting. His career was made prior to the Parkinson's.
Yeah. Just like Axel Getty.
Well, I think it does matter, and it's sad that it does, but it does.
Yeah. I don't know, Andrew. What do you think? I mean, don't you think it's kind of discrimination? I think it's discrimination. I mean, yes, it's my fault because I'm a fat man, but, I tried every diet out there. You know, I'm trying every diet. Of course, tonight I didn't eat very well, as you could tell, but, I mean...
Well, like I was talking to Mike. Mike, when he first came in last night, said he was not going to have any pizza because of the surgery he had. But then I saw him walking in with 3 pieces of pizza, and he said he was just going to eat the toppings off because it's very hard.
It is very hard. I applaud
him. Now, I don't call him a liar for telling me he wasn't going to eat any pizza. I think it's just none of my business.
But you just ate the toppings.
Right, not my business.
Well, he did. I saw his plate.
You know, you can't eat the real pizza.
180 pounds. I mean, I need. You know why I need his plate? He's going to be in my. I'm thinking he's going to. What do they call that word? I'm trying to think of expire. Not what do they call that?
Like an inspiration.
Yeah,
maybe
I need to have a little talk with him one day, and he give me a pep talk.
Well, I think he needed a pep talk himself. Huh? After interviewing him, I think he needed a pep talk.
Really?
Well, yeah, to get started.
He's doing good right now, though.
Yeah, very nice guy. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very nice.
But his cousin works with me at Jags. Yeah. Found that out today. I did not know that. I'll have to bring that up to him when I see him. See, I know your cousin. But, Yeah, I mean, so anyway, I'm just trying to help you out, so you don't have to talk as much.
No, that's fine.
So, I don't know. To me, I think...
What? I'm just confused.
Hey, you gave me that look like, what?
No, I was confused. What was the topic?
Huh?
What was the topic?
No, the topic is about losing weight and stuff.
Oh, I thought he said... I worked with his, off the time that I worked with his cousin or something.
Then I went back to you and said, the reason why I was talking, so you don't have to talk as much.
All right.
So you can keep your voice calm.
I'll lay back over here.
Yeah. Okay. Go home and drink some baking soda.
I think it's salt, not baking soda. Somebody must be listening out there. The phone's ringing.
I think you
Thank need God for that.
Go girl.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Terry, Angie, greetings.
Terry? Who's Terry?
Terry.
Oh.
All right, Pastor Craig.
You got him and his brother screwed up. Everybody does that here.
Why
Everybody.
Do that?
Glenn does that all the time.
That is the... Oh.
I don't know. Pastor, how are you in the holiday season?
I'm doing just fine, but I'm a little bit puzzled.
Okay.
Because you made the comment that you contacted Pastor Whitaker because you didn't want to infect a pastor.
Oh, here we go.
This close to a weekend when he had to preach, and I'm thinking, but, you know, Scott, you didn't have a problem with me being there last night, and I've got to do a radio show Sunday.
Well, you know what? Last night, did I not sound fine?
No, you did sound fine last night.
I don't know what happened overnight.
No, you did sound fine last night, and you don't sound fine today. But I couldn't, you know, like the old saying that the Democrats use, never let a good crisis go without, you know, I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
No, I understand. It was just...
I'm hurt now.
It's just, it's under, it's sad, because, you know, yesterday I basically thought I had a frog in my throat. Came in last night, voice was fine. Sang with everybody, felt fine. Went home last night, felt fine. And obviously still tonight, cannot shake whatever is in my throat. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, you started out the morning yesterday, morning, sounding a little funny. But by the second hour, you sounded better. By last night, you sounded fine. So, yeah.
Right. I thought it was just a little morning. You know, how sometimes in the morning, your voice is a little hoarse. And I thought that's what it was, because last night, I was fine. I listened to the Christmas special. And, boy, did you hear the raves on how we were singing last night this morning?
Unfortunately, I did not get to listen to any of the show this morning. I'm going to have to, you know, check it out on the archives, because I didn't hear any of the show this morning.
It was a struggle with this voice this morning. By the fifth hour, I thought, man, oh man, I'm not going to make it. But I don't think Pastor Whitaker thought I was talking about COVID, but I would hate to give. I thought, man, Pastor Whitaker's going to come in here, and he's got a Christmas Eve service to preach, and he's not going to be able to do it because I'm going to give him laryngitis. Or at that point, I didn't even know what I still don't really know. You know, I don't feel bad. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have a fever.
Your eyes look bad, though.
Well, it's looking at you. It makes him cross.
Don't his eyes look bad? He looks tired.
Well, I know he didn't sleep. He said he didn't sleep last night, so I think he's tired.
Why do you have those gray circles under your eyes?
I don't ever sleep. I never sleep. Yeah, Terry never sleeps, right, Pastor Craig? I never sleep.
That's right. And, you know, it probably what it is seriously, Scott, you know, it's probably, this has been a heavy week of on-air time. You had Tuesday night, you had Thursday night, and those came on top of, you know, your long day Thursday and, you know, a long day Friday, because you got 5 hours in the morning. You probably just worn out the voice.
Well, I think...
That's what I think.
I think standing out there screaming on... or talking very loud so everybody could hear me on Tuesday, being outside is where it started. And then I think had I laid back yesterday, I think I would have been okay. But then I came in here and sang last night. So, not that I'm a good singer, but, you know, when you sing, you get louder. And I think that's what did it in, because that would have been the last time I spoke living alone to anybody until this morning.
Right.
And then probably being on 5 hours didn't help this morning. I probably should have laid back. So after I go off the air tonight, I'm not speaking again until Sunday.
Well, that would be good. Now, I, on a serious note, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have a chance to listen this morning, and I didn't have a chance to call in, but I just wanted to say that I had a really good time last night. It was a fun time, and something you had said, I think you said this the first time yesterday, and you maybe brought it up again today, because I did get to catch a little bit of when Pastor Whitaker was doing the, you know, the phone show with you today. That was the only thing I was able to catch today. But anyhow, you'd made a comment about that, you know, December can be a rough time for a lot of people, that the obituaries don't stop just because it's December, and so there's a lot of tragedy in December. And then you carried on and you said something to the effect about, you know, some people or a lot of people, you know, when they don't have any family or they've lost their family, have an opportunity to make new families. You know, family that's not your biological family, but friends that become family. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the fact that this past year you guys have included me in the WWGH family, because I really do feel there is a family there at WWGH. And I would also say that, you know, this is the fifth radio station that I have been on. I've been on various radio stations since 2015. But the other four radio stations were big corporate radio stations. And it was strictly a matter of, you know, you pay the money and they play your stuff, and there was never any connection to the people. But this is totally a different experience, and I just appreciate the fact that I feel like your family.
Well, and it is true, and I, you know, sometimes that comes off very saccharine when I say it at the anniversary and Christmas parties, but the truth of the matter is, that really is how I feel. You know, I like, people have come, people have gone in 8 years, people have passed away, all kinds of things have happened, but we still get together, we still laugh, and you only do that with family. You normally don't do that with coworkers, and last night I think was a another example of that. I never feel uncomfortable when I am around you guys. And, you know, you and Mike were the new people to the Christmas party last night, but you couldn't tell it. Everybody just gets along. Everybody talks, and we all chime in, and we all kid each other. Nobody leaves angry, and I think that's why we survive, but I think other people don't.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, everybody was comfortable. Everybody was friendly. It's a good group.
Absolutely. Sunday, the second part of the Christmas show, and then you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you when we see you.
You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pastor Craig, every Sunday here on the station. You know, Angie, I think there is something to that. Terry got up and left and went to the other room.
Well.
What can you do?
What do you do?
I don't know why people make that mistake. That is unfortunate. I don't know why.
Cheesecake has
smacked me. Why do you... Fruitcake. Why do you think that is... I mean, that is an odd thing, because if one person had done it, I would say, okay. But so many people have done it.
I'm offended.
I know. I don't know.
I'm going to be like Gallagher. I'm just going to get up and walk away.
Now, what's offensive about Terry?
It's not a fizz. I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, I wonder what that is. Why do you think people make that connection?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know why. Probably because we look the same, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just strange, because Glenn always confuses the two of you.
I don't care.
Ted.
No. Ted confuses the two of you.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know what that is, because I don't confuse the two of you, so I don't know what the difference is.
We could be related down the line somewhere down the line.
You know, people call me Amy all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there is certain connections.
I mean, people that don't even know me call me Amy. I actually had somebody on the phone call me Amy today. I mean, and it's weird because a lot of people don't even know I have a sister named Amy, but they call me Amy.
That's true, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, that's an important thing that the pastor was talking about, is family, because the obituaries don't stop in December. And I was talking with Pastor Whitaker this morning about a lot of, gosh, there has been a lot of tragedy in this month for a lot of people. And I don't know, you know, it's awful, it's sad. But, you know, I don't think you should tell people just to get over it. I think that's a mistake that's made a lot. When you just say, get over that. You know, pick yourself up. Well, sometimes you want to feel bad. Let people feel bad. Let them feel bad. They'll get over it eventually.
A lot of people handle their grief in different ways. Nobody handles it the same way.
Well, I don't know why people are so quick to try to force people to get over something. Yeah. I don't think you can.
I feel like I'm coming down with something. I don't know if
you've been kind of bouncing around since you got back here.
I don't know if that's that stuff up there, that water. It could be sewage. I don't even know what is up there.
Raw sewage.
Well, probably not on the top floor.
I don't know what it was, but it stunk.
Maybe just like must.
You think what it was?
Well, I'll just be glad to see the holidays come and people will enjoy them. And
but Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about Christmas? Do you like to get gifts or give gifts?
I do both. I don't necessarily have to receive, but I do like getting them because it's so fun to open them up, mm-hmm. You know. But I give a lot. Yeah. I'm a giver.
I'm definitely a giver. I'd rather give. Like, buying gifts for people makes me happy.
Yeah.
If I had a lot of money, I'd buy a gift for everybody, but yeah. I don't.
You're not rich yet.
No.
You might be one these days. You never know.
Well, I don't know.
I'd have to.
You're still young.
Not really. I'm almost 41, you know.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't know why there is such a Christmas is stressful for people when it comes to gifts.
You know what?
They feel they have to buy for people.
You know what's stressful for me? I don't like wrapping, so I try to get somebody to wrap my gifts all the time.
Oh, too bad they don't wrap at the mall anymore.
Do you like to wrap?
You know, not as much as I did when I was younger, because. Wrapping hurts my back.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Darn it, I was going to see if you want to wrap mine.
Nah.
You can't wrap your own, though. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can wrap everybody else's for me.
Well.
Well, that conversation came to a halt.
What's that?
I don't know.
We look at you.
Yeah, look at me for.
Oh, yeah, we look at you.
Well, I don't know. I wrap my own gifts, and they're under the tree, and there you are.
You all done?
Not wrapping, no.
I have not wrapped anything yet.
Yeah. I haven't either. Matter of fact, I still got stuff coming in the mail.
I just don't. I don't stress about it. I just it'll get done.
I think I'm gonna wrap all mine in a newspaper.
Newspaper.
Yeah.
Do you have newspapers?
No, I just thought maybe I'll go to the Mary Star and see if they have any extra ones.
You'd be spend a lot more money buying a newspaper than wrapping paper.
Oh, they don't donate them. The old ones.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they recycle them now.
Oh, do they?
What I don't like about Christmas is, as opposed to other holidays, is there is all that stress about getting a gift, giving a gift, wrapping paper, going to get gift cards, Christmas parties, and people get angry. If people didn't get so worked up about it,
yeah,
I'd be okay with
cards
it.
This year.
Well, if they, that's fine. I'm just saying I would not get gift cards for somebody. Unless I, that's exactly what.
I love what gift cards.
And that's, that's
you
fine.
Do that way you can buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right, but that's saying that I don't want anything else you give me. And if you don't want anything else that I would give you, then I'm not giving you anything.
Half the stuff you give me, I re-gift.
Right, so I should not get anything. That's what I don't understand about the Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wonder what Christmas would be if you took the gifts out of it. You left the tree, you left the lights.
Back like the old days with the oranges.
No, I'm just saying no gifts. No oranges, no anything. Nothing.
Is it, that's what they used to do.
World War II.
Oh.
But I'm just saying nothing. If you left all the decorations and you left all the parties and you left all the music and you left every Santa Claus and all that, but no gifts, no wrapping, the stress part of it.
Well, that's boring.
See, to me, it's not about gifts. If I didn't get anything, I really wouldn't care. Because
I wanted all of it back.
I would not care a bit. If when somebody gives me something, I say thank you.
Oh, I can save $1,000.
I appreciate it. I mean, really, do you worry about the gifts?
No.
No.
I do.
I don't.
I love gifts.
I don't.
I want all of them. How many did you give me, Angie? How many gifts?
I can't tell you.
I'm just playing. You gotta pay forward, and that's what I try to do. I try to pay forward to people. I try to help people when I can, because that's what it's all about, giving. Not really receiving.
Right, but I don't know if people do that. I think they say they do that, but I don't know if they do it.
Oh, I give. I just brought her a nice little gift out of the blue today.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Yeah, but I what I'm saying
I did
is...
all the time for you.
What I'm saying is, what is the motive for people?
What?
That's what why people do what they do. And I think you never...
I did it because I thought she would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I'm not saying you.
Oh.
I'm saying...
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying... it is not Christmas. Christmas time. People are antsy.
I thought he was taking a dig at me. Did it feel like he was taking a dig at...
Did it?
Kind of, in a way.
Did you notice anything?
Well, the reason why I took it as way is because you turn a positive into a negative.
No, I think there are a lot of I think people do certain things that you never really know the motive behind. I think they just didn't want something. And so they give it to somebody else, and they do it as an act of kindness, and the person doesn't really know it, but they didn't do it as an act of kindness. They did it because they didn't want it.
No, I don't do that.
I mean, I've seen that happen quite a bit.
Oh.
Many people do that. And I always think, well, okay, I did that make you... if it makes you feel good, okay.
Are you talking about re-gifting?
Well, re-gifting, or I just don't want this. I just don't want this, so I'm going to get it out of my hair. And that's really what the motive is get it out of my hair.
Oh, I mean, if I don't want something anymore, I ask you if you want it before I throw it away or whatever.
Right, but I
is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm not saying anything about you in general.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you feel Christmassy?
No, I just was asking. I didn't know.
No, I'm just saying there are a lot of people who do that. There are a lot of people every year who give things that they just don't want. Now, I'm not sure that that's a gift. That's I don't want it, so can you take it off my hands or else I'm going to throw it in the garbage?
Why wouldn't that be considered a gift? Because you pay for it beyond your own money, probably.
Right, but you're not going to keep it. If you were going to keep it, you wouldn't be asking somebody else if they wanted it.
Oh,
I mean, you didn't go out and buy to say, okay, that's for that person. I'm going to get that for that person.
What do you call it then, I guess?
Getting rid of something.
I guess so. So we'll call it get rid of.
Yeah.
Trash.
I think you're just trying to...
See, that's the problem. I mean, that's a good thing, because, you know, my trash is somebody else's treasure.
Could be.
That's what usually happens, right? Because that's what you think about. If you go to the flea markets, look at all that. People hunt stuff all the time that people don't really want anymore, because they don't want it. So people buy it all the time and say, hey, that's my... You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing. Or swap shop. Swap shops is the same thing. People are getting rid of stuff because they don't want it anymore. So somebody else won't.
But I think people don't see that as a gift because you pay for it.
No, I'm just using that for, like, example. Like, you know.
I don't know. All I know is the bottom line about Christmas and gifts and the whole spiel is it's not Christmassy this year. People are uptight. People are...
Do I seem uptight?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, he's getting like...
Well, you think everything I'm saying is about you? I don't want you to think that. I'm just trying to make a point.
Who's uptight, though? I guess what I'm trying to figure out. Who are you around that's uptight?
I don't know. Many
give some samples. I don't understand.
Oh, I don't want to say their name on the air, but I had...
Like firefighters people? They were awesome tonight. They weren't uptight tonight.
I had a episode with somebody the other day who was very uptight. And the Christmas party made them very uptight. Not here, but somewhere else. But I'm not going to say their name on the air. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Why did you suspect that was about you?
No, it's just because when I mention something, you turn around and you turn it into a negative. That's
like
what makes me think it's about me.
Did you say something about uptight?
No, if I say something like, for example, I'll give something to somebody, then you turn around, you'll say... Well, you know, I don't think that's really a gift. I think that's just a junk. Well, that's kind of...
I don't think you said that, though. I think I said, when people pass along stuff that's not very good, and you said, well, when I do that, but I didn't start out saying you do that.
No, I think it's just because when I carry on the conversation...
I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody does a little bit of everything, but...
Yeah. So, you know what I do? Throughout the year, I will buy things. If I go to Bath & Body Works, I'll buy some lotion or extra stuff or candles or something. And then throughout the year, I'll just give it to people, you know? So, oh, yeah. I usually have a stash of stuff like that to hold on to.
Because you never know if you're going to get invited to a party.
Or, you know, if I feel like somebody needs a gift or something, I'll just give them something. So I keep a stash in my closet of,
that's
you
a
know,
girl thing. A lot of girls, women, stuff do that, which is a good thing.
It's nice.
But you know what my biggest pet peeve is? I do not, I get Christmas cards, but I'm sorry, folks, but I don't give out gift. I don't like doing that. I do not do Christmas cards. That's not my thing. Sorry. I appreciate people giving them to me. But I'm just not in a... That's just not my cup of tea.
I don't know if most people respond to Christmas cards. I mean, I never sent a Christmas card expecting a response.
You use them, Phyllis Dillos, weren't you? List.
And I don't know that I ever sent her a Christmas card.
So you don't send out cards?
Personally, no.
Oh, okay.
I think I've got 3 Christmas cards at home.
Really?
Yeah. I have a big list of friends.
Yeah.
That's become a forgotten thing.
I don't know if it's because I just don't want to sit down and write. My handwriting sucks anyway, you know what I mean? So, if you don't have good handwriting...
I don't have good handwriting either.
I mean, if you have, like, good handwriting, then I think it's different, because...
Most people just sign them now. There's already a message in there, so all they do is sign them, send them out, which is good.
Which I think is great if somebody, you know, sends out cards. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm not a big card person.
It's a forgotten thing.
You don't like to send them out either, do you?
I do, but I usually don't have time. I run out of time to do them. I might do a few. Like, the people that sent me cards, I do have a box of cards at home. I just have to remember what I did with the envelopes so I can send them cards back.
Yeah.
So.
People are like that at graduation time and weddings. You know, people want to respond, but a lot of times you never do. Because it's a busy time.
Yeah,
getting married, graduating college, graduating high school.
I always run out of time. I mean, there's so many things I wanted to do. I wanted to send somebody a birthday card, you know, at the beginning of the month, and I forgot all about it because I'm just busy.
Well, I think
we all
the
have busy
are
lives,
different.
That's for sure.
Well, the holidays are an interesting time, and we'll see if it... The mood comes about in the next week. I hope it does for people. But everybody seems to...
It feels like I'm coming down with something all of a sudden.
That's terrible.
Like, was it in your eyes? Like, it's in my eyes a little bit.
Well, you have to go lay at home this weekend.
I might as well get a test.
Maybe you just have, like, allergies from being up in that area.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
I've been up there. It's pretty dusty up there.
Yes. Yeah, it's just...
So it's probably just allergies.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say. If you depart, you depart. That's how we started, talking about December, the obituaries don't stop. You can't stop it. It's unfortunate.
Again. There goes again. He wants to kill me already, Angie.
No, there's a lot of people who've died this month.
Would you miss me?
I don't know that, you know.
I'll tell you, he's not going to cry.
No, he won't cry.
Because he said he won't cry if you.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I
will cry.
You will cry?
For both of us, yes. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Angie.
Yeah.
I think that unfortunately.
Yeah, he doesn't have no tear ducts.
It's unfortunate that people sometimes have to leave. But, I mean, don't you think that's a fitting ending to this life? Everything's got a period. Sentence has got an end.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Right.
What was the slogan? Who? What was that? The commercial? Oh, wasn't that the Frigidaire? Here today, gone tomorrow.
I ran into a friend I used to work with the other day, and I did not realize that her grandson was the 32-year-old that got killed in the motorcycle accident the other Saturday night on 23, and that's horrible. And I think last Friday
that's
at
your
this
aunt, related to your aunt.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking, this person is the grandmother. And I felt horrible before them because, you know, last week at this time, this 32-year-old person was alive and well, and this time they're not. And I think you would never think that last Friday night, but here they are. Going to a funeral tomorrow, 7 days later.
Are you going?
No. I didn't know him.
Yeah, I didn't know him either.
But I also...
Sad though.
I...
Early.
Well, but that's what I say. It happens, unfortunately.
Oh, I know.
And I think sometimes we just have to deal with it and go forward. What a perky note on a Christmas show. That's why I'm telling you, this year does not feel like Christmas. There's something, hopefully in the next week it'll turn around.
What do you think it is? I think
people are cranky. People are cranky in the stores.
I try not to be cranky.
People are cranky in the stores. People are cranky in... I don't understand what people are so bent out of shape about.
I was jolly last night, wasn't I?
It was last night was good. Last night was a very
even though I got hit in my gut with the brick.
It is a brick.
You swung hard too.
Well, I didn't know you were standing there.
Why'd you swing so hard though?
I was swinging back. I didn't know you were there.
That was pretty hard, wasn't it?
That is unfortunate. Oh, by the way, check out the newspaper tomorrow. We have pictures from the fruitcake toss in it, is what I'm told.
Who's in it?
I haven't seen it. Newspaper.
They haven't given you no previews?
No preview. So take a look and enjoy that.
Get the Berry Star.
It's online.
Is it all free now?
In the gas stations.
Gas stations.
Is it all free now, Berry Star?
Oh, no. It's very expensive.
It's a big purchase now. A lot bigger than it used to be.
Last time I checked, I'm not dissing on Berry Star because I think they do a wonderful job and everything, and they help us out and stuff. But it's only like one sheet. Is that what it is now? One page?
I think it's more
than
one page.
Maybe four.
Oh, four? Okay. Last time I saw one, it was like one page. Maybe they just didn't have enough news.
Costs a lot to print those things, unfortunately.
So where do they print them out now?
Not Mexico? I don't know. I think Columbus. Well, we're down to the end. Do you have any Christmas message for people?
Me? Well, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Make sure you spend time with your loved ones. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
Do something nice for somebody else.
That's right. And I'll be back next week, and I'll share my Christmas message at some point next week. But for this show, I hope everybody has a great, great weekend. And
you're heading to the bed, not dugout.
Well, we'll see about that. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time, and I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Enjoy yourself, and this program will be back beginning of January. So stay safe. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to